my God. Hello, everybody.
Yo, what's happening, my people, my beautiful people, my beautiful Latino people from all across the world.
Oh, my God. We are sending good vibes your way. We hope you're having an amazing week. We are currently recording almost midweek.
Midweek. So, yeah, this is very, you know, this is not like us, but, you know.
No. Approaching the week bump, as they call it.
Oh, what is it? I don't know what they call that shit.
I don't know what you're talking about. Welcome to new listeners. You're currently listening to WTF Latinx.
Wow, and my name is Joshua.
My name is Carla. And we are your amazing hosts. Welcome to the podcast where we talk about chancletas, food, culture, superstitions, and today's topic
is
you want to drum roll? South American UFO experiences. That's really long. UFO in South America. How about that?
Yeah. Because South American UFO experiences, it sounds like a bad TV show.
You know how there's like the extraterrestrials like TV show or something like that everyone's fake.
Yo, it has all these like random ass people getting interviewed, and you know that all these dudes are getting paid to lie. Because yo, and you only just picked up my brother Fulanito, and yo. He was gone forever, Holmes.
Not gonna lie, for $1,000.
Yo, for $1,000.
Live in the council.
$1,000, bro.
You finally see a lot of shit.
I've seen it all. I've seen witches on broomsticks. My grandmother was a witch.
I'm excited for today's topic because we drifted away a little bit from our supernatural, superstitious. Loving roots, but what month are we in right now?
You already know, man. We in the month of August. Psych, I'm bugging. Damn, we in the month of July. Damn, that's an L.
You skipped a whole ass month. I'm looking at you. You guys can't see his face, but he's straight up. Just like look at me, straight face, no joke, no smile, no smirk, nothing, and said it was August. Like he actually believed. For a split second.
I said that with so much conviction. Yo, and the worst part is, in my head, I already thought about it. I'm like, yeah, it's August, right?
Oh, my God. Nah. What month is it?
Bro, it's definitely July. It's definitely July 14th today.
You don't sound too confident. Louder.
It's July. Yo, it's not.
Yeah. And you know what July is?
What's July, Carla?
July is National UFO News Month. Well, I don't know about news, but it's actually UFO Month, which, like, I don't know why I've never heard of that before. Like, I didn't know we had a month to celebrate UFOs.
Bro, but we have a national, we have a national Fried Egg Month.
We
you know
have
that, right?
A lot of weird things.
There's a whole month dedicated to frying eggs outside on the fucking sidewalk, bro.
That is so crazy. But yeah, so I'm kind of like reading a little bit. There's a few incidents in the 50s where the birth of the concept of UFO, aka unidentified flying object, was coined by the U.S. Air Force. And so, throughout time, when people would have the most sightings, I couldn't pronounce that, usually in the month of July. So they made it National UFO Month.
Nah. But like that's kind of funny that they saw most of them in July when there's like mad fireworks being shot off.
Especially this year, weren't they out in May? And we just didn't talk about it. We were waiting to do this episode on it.
You remember, yeah, when the government magically released a bunch of like information about UFOs.
Wait, what?
Remember that?
No.
Yo, there was like a random ass week. I forget, a couple months ago, and
I didn't think they released it. I thought people just like found
No. Like those those records were uncovered by the United States government.
Oh my god. Okay, so
pretty sure if we write like US UFO release, there's like a whole article. Yeah, right here. Newly declassified Pentagon video shows UFO East Coast.
In the East Coast, which is our area.
Yeah, it was in April 28th, 2020, New York Times. Bro, yes. The Pentagon, National Security dropped a motherfucking video. UFO videos, plural.
So I have a question before we even start. Do you believe in aliens?
Oh, hell the fuck yeah.
Why do you look so gangster on those sunglasses?
Hey guys, so I just got some brand new Damn, I already messed up his name. Yo, there's no point in even keeping going. So Oral? I was trying to get this promotion.
So Oro.
Yo, no, they're called James Oro, right? Right, you know, James Oro sunglasses. You know, these sunglasses will make you feel like a boss, bro. All right, so his name is James Oro, but there's not a hint of gold on these.
Well, they do look kind of gold from here. But anyways, why do you believe in aliens?
Hello? How do I break it down to you?
Do you want me to go first? You kind of like take too long.
My train of thought when it comes to like aliens, right? I feel like humans to believe that we are the only advanced life form.
I heard like half of what you said.
All right, hold on. Let me go again. Can you hear me now?
I can't tell when you breathe or when you're just like focused.
Can you hear me? You're
frozen. Like I hear you, I can't see you. Oh, now you're back.
All right, am I back? Am I good? Can you hear me?
Yeah. If I were you, I'd move to the desk.
I'll move to the desk right quick. Hold on, give me a sec. So as I was saying, right?
Have any stories going up or anything like that?
I never had any stories, but I always had a feeling. Like, so I was that weird.
The most artist thing ever. I just had a feeling, bro.
No. So growing up, I was that kid. Anything that was cool, creative, and artsy, I was into. And aliens were, like, cool, creative. And, like, they fit inside of that little box for me. It was something weird.
I just pictured you in, like, a hipster shirt with, like, a little alien in the side pocket.
Bro, that was definitely me as a kid.
Oh, my God. Well, I have a story before we even start. But, of course, I do. You know, I'm the weird one out of the two of us. Funny enough, I think you're the normal one here.
So hold up. Just to give everybody some background info, I won't say who, but one of our parents is like a UFO and like supernatural expert.
And yeah, mine.
Yo, I really wish that she would have like hopped on in this episode with us, cause yo, this woman, I can talk to her for hours about aliens and UFOs.
Yeah, it's actually super interesting. So my mom grew up in it was in, like, two campos, but I guess, like, her family had, like, property in campos. And you know everyone visits everybody. My mom grew up in the Dominican Republic, and she moved really young to Puerto Rico. And when she was in the Dominican Republic, there was all these stories of, like, our family members. Like, I guess, like, my grandfather's brother was sleeping in a hammock outside one night. And so they sleep outside because of the cows or something. I get like it's strange because it's like I can't relate because I didn't grow up like that, but it's kind of like that's what they do. They have to care like.
Yeah, you have to take care of your cattle because they're
people. No lie, I just got an image in my Google like TV of like an alien painting and it's freaking me out.
Bro, this is a sign. Yo, tonight's the night.
Oh. Anyways, so my grandfather's brother was like wasn't supposed to be sleeping, but he was like falling asleep in a hammock. And then he says at one point he saw like a light, like almost as if it was like a straight ray going down onto the like house room,
like beaming down onto the
but he was outside, so he just saw the beam going on the house roof. So he starts running towards the house, and at the same time, my mom grew up with like a million siblings. Not a million, but
a lot.
Yeah, they had like 10 plus kids. My grandma, my grandparents have 10 plus kids. So they were sleeping, and they start hearing screaming, and one of them was having nightmares, and they could see like the light through the window.
Wait. So this is happening simultaneously.
Yes. So he sees the light in the house, and inside the house, my mom and her sister see like light coming in through like the windows, but they can't tell where it's coming from. And it's scarier because they live, they were like at the moment staying at the campos.
Okay. So
it's like there's no actual technology that can create that light. So it's
nothing at all. Like those areas are so desolate of like
it's a mile plus to the closest neighbor. And like they have a truck, but a truck's not gonna throw like the truck lights aren't gonna go from the roof like down, if that makes sense. So like everybody woke up and they start freaking out, and it stayed like that for a little bit. But then everyone just kind of went to sleep, and then it happened a couple times. So then weeks later, they had a nearby neighbor was actually interviewed, and I'm gonna see if I can find this and like link it somewhere, maybe like our description.
Interview?
Yeah, so she was interviewed by International News because she was saying that she was taken by aliens.
Yo, Shori said that she got probed by the aliens.
Yeah, she says that her experience was that she was like taking off. She was like in this lab room. They were basically like talking to her through her head. Like they weren't actually opening their lips, they were talking to her through her head. Through her thoughts, and they had her like in the surgery table, and then the next thing she knew, she was like, she felt when she felt on the bed, and then she like started screaming and freaking out. And there's just so many stories everywhere. Like,
explícame though, pero qué movie fue que vio esa mujer?
Yo, and like I've never been able to forget that. And it's kind of like weird that like. I feel like it skipped a generation. Like, my grandparents would tell stories to my mom, but then my mom was kind of like, eh, it is what it is. And now that I'm becoming older, I'm like, yo, we have all this information that we aren't being told. We don't really know what's happening. We don't really know what the government knows about the universe and about other different life forms. We don't know.
Nothing. Yo, and it's crazy because a lot of that information is kind of like withheld. Like, if there is something out there, all you really have is, like, belief. You know, we have no solid evidence. And if there is any solid evidence, it's being withheld, and motherfuckers don't want to tell us.
Yeah. You look like...
So Carla doesn't know what I look like right now, right?
A palette manager from the 80s?
Yo, I look like I sell drugs, bro.
He has the sunglasses with the scarf, and I'm like, you definitely look like you're from the 80s. You know what? 70s. I'm going to go a little bit higher.
Man.
But yeah, sorry. I'm getting distracted because I'm like, I'm just looking at him with the glasses, with the...
Carla knows, bro. I'm on this Jiggy vibe right now. I'm on my super Detroit player. You know what I mean? Shori, que lo que,
Too much. But yeah. So, we always do tend to talk about the same countries or the same areas because that's kind of like what we know or what we're familiar with.
Yes.
So we decided this week to step a little outside of our comfort zone and focus on South America, just because like those Latinos countries need some loving too, and need some, and they have so much like so many interesting things about their culture and like.
The culture is so rich in a lot of these other places, and it's like unbeknownst to a lot of us, it's like there's a lot of overlap within our cultures, you know? Yeah, exactly. And it's funny because, like, sometimes you don't have those conversations with, like, the person from Argentina or the person from Brazil. But once you do have those convos, you really start to, like, notice that, like, oh, shit, you guys grew up just how we grew up, you know? Mm-hmm. And a lot of the foods that we cherish and what we love and traditions, like, there's a lot of cool stuff that overlaps from music, yeah, dancing, and it's beautiful. So.
Absolutely. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I don't know. It's up to you. I'll start.
No.
You want to start?
Yeah.
She's going to leave the best for us.
Yeah, I have like 3 articles. So that's why, because I'm like.
Carla said I have 3 articles. How long are they?
They're not too long. Because I'm just thinking snippets of all of them.
Okay. All right. But, guys, you guys can see, this is how organized we are. We don't even know how long the articles is, bro. We don't go. We on go mode. We just attack.
Of course. So, for the first one, I do want to give credit where credit is due. My first article is from Forbes magazine.
But he said
or, like, Forbes.
Forbes magazine.
And it's written by Jim Dobson. So, the article is called The World's 8 Best Places to Hunt for Extraterrestrials and Search for UFOs, which I thought was funny.
Motherfuckers have like a UFO scavenger hunt every July.
Basically. And so I'm going to be focusing on Chile and just kind of like what their experiences are. I don't know why or when or how, but I remember at some point, some way, somehow, I remember watching in the news an experience where people were talking about their like sightings. And that always stayed in the back of my head. So I wanted to look into it a little bit deeper. And it turns out they have a reputation for UFO sightings. So the article says, Chile is often mentioned as the country with the highest reported number of UFO sightings. Due to its low humidity, high altitude ridges, and clear skies with little pollution, Chile has become a favorite among UFO seekers from around the world. Which is just like the way that Chile is structured, it's just easier for them to like record evidence of UFOs.
That's actually kind of dope.
Right? So the country has even launched the CEFAA, Committee for Studies of Anomalies Aerial Phenomena, and which is a government body which investigates unidentified aerial phenomena under the control of the Chilean Air Force. So it's a observatory in the north, which is located in Atacama Desert of Chile. And this is one of the best astronomical observing sites in the world, as it is a flagship location for Europe's ground-based astronomy. It contains severe major telescopes, including the Very Large Telescope, the Visible and Infrared Survey Telescope for Astronomy. I'm like, that was like another language to me right there. But that ESO Hotel in La Residencia adjacent to Paranan Observatory provides accommodations for staff and media only. Tourists are not allowed to stay overnight. So if you're a tourist, you can't really go to the observatory. But other than that, like, if you're a professional, there's a couple other, what's it called, observatories. And, like, there's even an Elkis Domos Astronomical Hotel. It's a 10-year-old hotel located in the heart of Elqui Valle.
Oh, this sounds so fucking crazy.
A narrow valley stretch in between the Andes Mountains, and this hotel is equipped with a restaurant, an astronomical observatory, an outdoor pool, and 11 air conditioners, and central heating rooms. So the domes have private bathrooms. I feel like I'm promoting their hotel. This is not sponsored, by the way. they're well known for their clear skies and nice weather, as well as for its potential UFO spotting and studying astronomy. And there's actually, like, at least in this article, they have UFO tours. That hotel that I just mentioned, they have a San Clementine UFO trail, which is like this trail that leads to the mountains, and researchers utilize it to report like weather anomalies, but also people tend to get a lot of experiences in that area. So it's just crazy how much access you just have to the sky. And
like,
get evidence.
Power technology, bro. Like, the fact that they actually have infrared telescopes, so they're able to, like, look up it. That's crazy. That's what they use to, like, find planets in, like, different galaxies and universes and shit. And
I don't know why. Maybe it's me and I'm crazy, but, like, I generally feel like growing up, I've never heard of it. Like, When I think of UFOs, I would have never thought of Chile.
You know what, though? I feel like a lot of those countries, those areas in South America have a large inch, ¿cómo te digo? There's a large and rich lecture of, like, of ingenuity. And there's always been, like, this mystique around it where it's like, yo, the ancient Sumerians.
Are you guys listening to this artist voice?
Nah. Because I used to watch a lot of cool, like, documentaries, right, about the Mayans, the Sumerians, all those South American civilizations. And there was always this, like, little mystery behind, like, how they would figure out certain things from a technological standpoint. And there was always been this belief that, like, have a higher connection to these gods, right? And these gods are aliens.
Yeah.
So I'm not too surprised that there's like that little, you know.
Yeah. I'm not surprised at the fact that they have sightings. I'm just surprised at the fact that living in America, more people don't talk about it.
Well, I feel like maybe down there, I don't know what the culture is like, but it almost feels like they embrace things like that. You know? And it's maybe like that whole belief in like a higher power or a higher something.
Well, you know? I'm going to talk a little bit about how they've changed a couple policies. So people actually feel welcome to make those reports, which are really like have definitely impacted the fact that they are highly reported.
Well, because you're not going to be looked that crazy for, like, saying that shit. Like, think about how stupid you look here. Because, I just seen a UFO. Yo, the operator's going to laugh at you. They're going to clown you, bro. They're going to roast you. You look like you sound like a nutcase.
Well, technically, UFO is just an unidentified object.
But the thing, I feel like we always associate it with, like, aliens, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yo. I don't wanna veer off, but when I was younger, me and my young cousin, Matavis, mm-hmm. shout out my boy Matavis, right? Mm-hmm. We're coming back from the bodega, mm-hmm. and Matavis is like, "Yo, you see that shit?" We look up, boom! There's these three red dots, kind of moving in unison. And at first we're like, "Oh nah, yo, bro, it's a son de aviones. Those are three planes, whatever." Boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. And me and Matavis keep looking at them. We're like, "Yo, nah, those aren't three planes." Because out of nowhere, the formation changes. And it goes from being a straight line to a triangle.
Was this in this area?
Bro, this was in South Lawrence. So me and yo, I can't make this shit up. Me and young boy are literally staring at the fucking sky for like 20 to 30 minutes. And we're watching this weird thing just kind of move. And the way we're moving, it's not like it's not in a direct flying pattern. It's moving up. It's going sideways. And it had like these weird ass movements, and like even saying it to you, it sounds stupid.
No. You said movements, and like I just pictured you dancing in the same direction of the of the to the right to the left. That's how my brain works.
but yeah. So it's funny because like we saw that shit, but we weren't gonna tell anybody. Like. We didn't even pull out our phones
sometimes
to record.
You don't even believe it yourself, or you don't really understand. Like,
bro,
like, I must be imagining it, right?
That's exactly how we felt. We were such in awe that we had just witnessed this weird ass, like, unidentified flying object. We're like, yo, we don't know what it is. It might be aliens. It might not be aliens. The show's kind of cool, though.
Interesting. Interesting.
But yeah, yeah, that's my little, like, random anecdote. Like, that just, it just came to mind. I didn't want to forget it.
Gotcha. I'm going back to the topic because now that's what I had for that article. We're jumping to article two. Again, I have so much information. The next one is from Chile Travel.
Chile getting all the love today.
Yeah. Chile Travel. Chile.travel/EN. And so it's basically, the article is called UFOlogy in Chile, which is, this is the best destination for the sightings of UFOs.
Really? So, I don't know how I feel about that.
So it says, the geographic location of Chile, its pristine skies have given life to an exponential development of astronomy in the last decades. So, as mentioned, they have various observatories and astronomical centers. So they definitely are very involved when it comes to studying like astronomy and that kind of stuff compared to like other countries, especially.
Yep. Compared to us?
Yeah, literally. In this way, the history of UFO sightings in Chile is very long, and it goes back to a time immemorial. It is believed that pre-Columbian civilizations had contacted and believed in other civilizations. So this actually reminds me of what you were just saying, that basically before being colonized, the civilizations would contact these beings.
Yeah.
So it says hundreds of movies have made a stream of basically like this perspective of Hollywood of like what the form would be. However, the development of ufology in Chile has given life to association and groups that are dedicated to deny and or analyze the scientific investigations and this type of phenomenon. For example, the Agrupación de Investigaciones Ovniológicas de Chile, the group of UFO...
Bro, your vocabulary is getting tested today.
Yo, it really is, though. The group of UFOlogical Investigations of Chile...
UFOlogical.
And the UFOlogical Crusade called FARO are communities of Chilean travelers devoted to gather amateur ufologists. However, not all amateur groups. In 1997, which is when I was born, so approximately 21 plus years ago, the CEFA was created, which is the Committee for the Study of Anomalies or Aerial Phenomena. So this is an actual civil aeronautics which studies the aerial phenomena, but from the government perspective in the airspace. It extends up to 32 million square kilometers from the South Pole. Due to the numeral cases reported by crew, commercial, private, sports, and institutional aircrafts, they basically received like the reports, and then they're responsible of analyzing if they're actual true reports or if they're fakes.
Interesting.
So you can be in a boat and be like, I just saw an air, like a UFO, boo boo boo, and then the government has a whole branch designated to
knowing what planes were in the sky that day, who had light patterns, shit like that.
Yeah, but also, like, to see if it's true or not. Because people can just say that, say it.
Claro, la gente, you know, yo, people can just say that shit just for clout.
Yeah.
Yo, I saw an alien. It's like, no, you didn't.
They like the attention. Yeah. So Chile has been chosen as one of the best places in the world to observe sightings because it has witnessed innumerable curious and enigmatic phenomena throughout its long and narrow geographic. According to Jim Bobson, an American who has accumulated more than 30 plus years of traveling in 80 countries, he has shared with the famous magazine of Forbes.
Yeah, that's how we feeling today. We giving flat outs like that.
Is in the numbers that the number one spot, followed by the United States and Australia. So literally, it goes Chile, then the U.S., and then Australia. Which again, for U.S. being the second place, how do we not talk about this more often without sounding like you're a crazy person?
No, I feel like our country is so secretive when it comes to shit, bro. Yeah. I'm not trying to speak on nothing, bro.
Yeah.
Whatever so reason.
Yeah. Hello.
You know, no, yeah, my bad. I don't want to keep interrupting you because this is like. I'm mad giddy.
Yeah. So there's a couple of areas or specific destinations where a lot of people tend to travel to see if they can catch something. For example, there's a commune of San Clemente, which I think is exactly like the town that you mentioned previously. A town near the Maule Valley as a site of unforgettable encounters. In 2008, the official UFO tourism route was created in this area, so they made a tourism out of it. Bro. They're getting that money out of it.
Bro, if I know a bunch of aliens that be put up at this specific spot, shit, I'm going to do the same thing.
Yo,
I'm finessing. but to be honest, that's where it'd be, like, iffy for me. Because it's like, who's to say that some of these people aren't, like, purposely, like, creating...
Yeah, to make it more attractive and more touristy, yeah.
Especially, like, in this day and age where we have so many... It's like, yo, you can fake an alien, like, you know...
Like a plate and a string? Is that what you're trying to...
Claro que sí, bro. Or a high-powered flashlight and aluminum ball. I don't know. Get creative.
Get creative. He's telling y'all how to do it. People, get creative now. So studies have determined that the three hottest zones to spot UFOs are the Cajon. Is the Cajon del Maipo. An area surrounded by great mountains, this cradled by several sightings. A television channel determined that the encounter had been real. The Cajon del Maipo had for some time been transformed into an encounter point for these amateur flying saucer fans. So in 1997, Claudio Pastén supposedly saw a huge light settling in the water and leaving two strange beings of great stature. TV shows were like, yep, he's not lying. And then UFO like searches from all over the world were like, yep, this is the spot.
How do you come to that conclusion? Like, yo, does somebody go out there and start shit? Is it like extensive research that's done?
I imagine it has to be like, this article doesn't say, but I imagine it has to be like what is it, the thing that you put to say to know if you're saying the truth or not?
Nah, I don't know. I don't think they'd be doing
polygraph tests. Thank you. Yeah,
they could.
Yeah, they've done it in other stories here in the U.S.
I feel like
the other area is called El Quivalle or El Quivalle Valley, like valley. And the last one is the Chilean Roswell. So the Chilean Roswell is super famous because in 1998, according to several witnesses, a UFO crashed on the Moncayas Hill in the same town near Coquimbo, a phenomenon that moved Chilean army and a special envoys from NASA who requested to publish more information on the case. Another fact that was that has marked the ufology in Chile occurred early morning of May of 2018, so not even that long ago. over the commercial aircraft simultaneously, I'm struggling today, spotted three triangle light sources. So literally what you just described, which I think is funny.
Oh, I'm telling you, the triangle light source.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on, hold on, hold on. I'm going to go get my charger real quick. Quick pause. My bad. Speaking, just know, I'm going to get my chargers.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so the official audios of the pilots were published and generated great commotion. The specialist of CIFA, or I can't think, assured that it could have been military planes doing secret maneuvers or boats that reflected their lights. However, when dealing with the daily basis, it is difficult to understand how they have never before faced a similar situation. This has been the most recent and public case of UFO that could not be explained. It is true that not everything that is perceived is in the sky as a spaceship. Many strange things are seen, but 99% of the sightings have an explanation: satellite, meteorological phenomena, or human artifact. However, there is a percentage of science that scientists cannot explain, and that makes us believe that the fact that in fact we are not alone in the universe. So that's the end of that. And I just think it's really interesting that you can have 100 cases. Oh my god, an ad just popped and scared.
You okay?
Yeah, it just scared me because it popped up. You can have 100 cases that are explained, but when it comes to UFOs and like paranormal and like that kind of stuff, it's always that one case that you can't, that there's no reasonable explanation. That one painting, that one artifact, that's just like,
you don't know.
I'm pretty logical, and like I'll push everything to be like, it's just like water reflection or something, like it's not real. But you're always gonna have that sense of doubt. Well, it is, but it could also be ... any one of those other options.
And I feel like that's what I love about it the most, though. That's just cool. Like, you really don't know sometimes.
And you have to be okay with not knowing, which, for those that don't know me, I'm a, patience and not, is not my virtual. So.
Let's not even go there.
Yeah, I'm like, I just need to know, what is it? Even if it's UFOs, like, I just want to know, what is it? What's the explanation? What's the response to, like, all these sightings?
Well, I've had moments in my room where some shit will drop, and I don't know, I can't explain how it fell, and I'll be comfortable with that. Like, you know what? It was a ghost. Fuck it.
We are so different. How are we friends?
Bro, and I'll be like, yo, if you was a ghost, I hope you having a good time. I love you.
Josh are really out here sending good vibes to the ghost.
The spirits, yes.
I'd be out here with the sage, like, nah, we ain't playing this game today. Nope.
Bro, hey, they leave me alone because I give them good energy. They know what's up.
I can't wish you. But yeah. So that was a little bit of the explanation of basically, like, the program, the structure, I guess. Chile has its own, like, government section that is in charge of dealing with those cases. And they have so many, like, they have a lot of equipment to record and see this kind of stuff, which is so interesting. Obviously, there's more information. I totally tell everyone to research better than we do. Do your Googles, because I ain't doing it for you.
Do your Googles. Hey, send me names.
Yes. So, I got a last but not least. I got
I had a thought. I don't want to forget. So, it makes me really wonder, right?
Uh-huh.
All these countries that are, like, so open to, like, the research aliens and, like, UFOs and... and just all this, like, extraterrestrial stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you think that these countries would have already came out and said something, like, to confirm or like not.
You know what it is? It's politics, though. You can have all the evidence, but you don't wanna go against a country that has more access and power than you.
So, all right,
You could, but also you could just stay quiet and take someone else's money and like improve your country.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
So why provoke like a ruckus, when
you can just.
Yeah, people quiet, like to like
and monetize that shit.
Yeah, if it's not broken, then why start now?
No, like, that makes sense.
I'm not saying it's a good mindset, but I can see how people would think that way.
No, especially on a political level, I can 100% see that. I can definitely see like other countries saying like, "Hey, Chile, we get it. You guys love aliens."
Chile. No ofendas, Chile.
I was doing my Donald Trump accent.
No. We don't say that name in this podcast.
Yeah, nah, we not rocking with the trumpet. But yeah,
with the orange face, no. Anyways.
Back
to the subjects. Yeah.
You're right. You're absolutely right. It's not in their best interest to like divulge information like that. It's better like just to keep it secret. I hadn't really thought about it like that, really.
And like when you really think about it, the day that it is convenient to them, they'll have the evidence, because not unlike all these other countries, like even US, like we don't really know if they're actually gathering. Yeah, they have to be gathering information, but
bro, claro que sí.
Yo, Chile has proof and evidence when the time comes.
Chile probably has a shit ton of videos.
Stop saying like
Chile.
No.
Chile.
Thank you.
Chile.
Yeah, don't say Chile. This ain't chip. Like, this ain't a restaurant.
This ain't no restaurant. Ain't no chips and dip.
Yeah, no.
No chips. Nah, but yeah. Nah. It's definitely not in their best interest to do that. You're right, though. You're right.
I know I am right. When am I wrong? Don't answer that.
Never that. But there was that one time where we was talking about,
Okay, so next case. So the actual case that I got outside of just like Chile information is from November 11. Oh, 9/11. I haven't thought of that. 9/11/2014.
Uh-huh.
And if you guys want to see the video, it is posted by a YouTube channel called UFOs on the Record. Like UFOSON, the Record.
Okay.
And it's a video taken by Chilean Navy. By a Chilean Navy helicopter, which is has an infrared camera, a high definition camera, and basically what was recorded was like, you know, one of those temperature cameras.
Yeah, where you can see, like, the heat radiating, right?
Yeah. So the heat creates a shape. So as people, you would look darker because you're warmer than, like, the room around you or whatever. So in 2014, there was a video of a helicopter showing an unidentified flying object releasing something into the atmosphere. And it has been confirmed by the agency of the government to be an official unexplained so far. So that incident, this is a quote. "The incident remains open as we cannot be absolutely certain of its nature, contrary to the incident whose nature has been proved," said Jose Patricio Ley Lagos, acting director of CEPA, which is the agency of the Chilean Air Force that works with unidentified objects. The sighting was visually confirmed by two officers who made up the crew and lasted more than 10 minutes. Officers questioned air traffic control, whose radar failed to detect the object. So even though it was caught on camera, there was actually no radar evidence. Like, it didn't show up on, like, the systems. And, like, uh-huh. It almost didn't show up in the real camera. It mostly showed up on the temperature camera.
That's interesting. That is real interesting. That only
like you could see in the regular camera, but you could see the whole outline of it on the temperature camera, which I'm also like
that makes you think, damn, hold up, what's going on then?
Yeah. So it says they also received no response from the unknown traffic when trying to interrogate it in the infrequency prepared for these cases. So when you have like an unidentified object, they try to like communicate with it from like the center of control, air traffic control, and they receive no responses when they try to communicate. So the DGAC's radar control system failed to capture the object, but confirmed in return the absence of authorized traffic in the vicinity of the helicopter. So at the time when this thing was flying around, there was actually no allowed traffic in the area. Like they checked, no one had asked for permission to be there. And there was like almost no evidence of like anyone else being in the area. There was just like this one object that wasn't supposed to be there and almost was not captured.
That's actually fucking interesting.
Yeah. So that's
one of those instances where they have proof like, yo, we don't know what the hell this is.
Oh yeah. So the video below were published from the Huffington Post. And it's the real version, which is the YouTube channel that I mentioned, the UFO, whatever. So it says the agency's trying not to jump into conclusions, seeing the UFOs everywhere and jumping to conclusions when it runs into one. For your information, the committee's scientific group, all doctors in diverse disciplines, from astronomy to physics to all skeptics, is a great help for us to keep our feet firmly in the ground and not get carried away by ufologists at large. So they do have a team of very specific, like, scientists to explain what could that possibly be. The incident did not cause any particular reaction. In Chile, the phenomenon is regarded as a natural way without fuzz or secrecy. They just handed over the video and described the situation as rather unusual. That is so funny.
Yeah, they're mad nonchalant. They're so nonchalant. Like, yeah.
We don't know how to do that here.
It's kind of weird, man. Yo, you do that shit over here, yo, dudes be tweaking.
She crazy. Yeah, so the journalist who broke the story in the Huffington Post, Leslie Keene, wrote that several explanations of the UFO as an aircraft discharge, water, or the other liquid waste have been shot down by the Chilean agency. So that's also a really interesting thing about this video, is that you can see the heat of the, or like the temperature difference. I don't know if it's heat or cold. And then you can see it releasing something into the air, like a liquid or something. On two occasions, the object seems to throw a trail of some element that could not be specified. Some analysts have suggested the hypothesis that it is a medium-sized land aircraft and that the steel of the detachable element may be the reserved water inside the apparatus thrown by the crew. However, meteorologists assert that neither the altitude at which the object moved nor the ambient temperature of that allow for such a wake of condensation. And then the object disappeared into the clouds. Data from the various reports eliminate other controversial explanations. Meteorologists determined that no weather balloons were in the sky, and noted that a balloon would not horizontally move aligned with a plane because of the wind blowing from the west to the shore. So the movement was compared to from an IR satellite imagery with the temperature value, and they stated that the object's temperatures must have been higher than 122 degrees Fahrenheit.
Damn. Okay.
So we are what 86 right now? It's 65 outside. We at the north will be like 60 to 80. This crash was 122 degrees.
Well, wait.
Like, that's hot enough to melt a car.
That's okay.
So it was super hot. The object was not a drone. All drones require registration with the DGAC. And whenever flown, the DGAC is informed, just like it is with aircraft. So rather would register drones. The CEFA staff went up the chain command and informed them that there are no joint naval exercises underway. So they literally went like, it's not balloons. It's not like it's not a weather thing because of the temperature and the direction of the wind. It's not this. It's not a drone. It's not another airplane. There were no like naval exercises.
It's you know really when they test big like weapons bird, and stuff. Bro.
There was no practices that day. They just confirmed that this could have not been a U.S. drone or any other type of espionage. Like, they looked, but they didn't find it. Like, nothing actually aligned with the way that the object was behaving. And so that is what I got for this case. Special thanks to Jake Ellison from Seattle PI, because that's where I got this article from. I'm giving credit to everyone because, like, I straight up read it.
Shoddy. But can we really give credit to him?
Yeah, because he did all that work, and I just read it. But I just, like, I found it really hard to, like, find a case, and then this one just messes me up because you have a team of scientists who are, like, it's not this.
Educated, yo. Like, this
is the weather wouldn't have allowed it. It's not that because we don't have any registration of drones. It's not an espionage drone or like something from a like. It's not. Then what is it?
I feel you. It's crazy that they have the ability to kind of rule out all those things immediately. It's like, yo, we know it's not this. We can confirm it's not this. So it's kind of like, oh shit, like. Damn.
But we still don't know what is it.
It could, yo, I'm telling you, yo, what if it's like some prehistoric dinosaur or some shit? I don't know.
Joshua really just said that. You know what? Our next merch is going to be a prehistoric dinosaur, apparently.
It's going to be a now, I'm just throwing out stupid ass ideas, but in all actuality, it's like, that's just kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It's not even kind of crazy. It's actually really crazy. Like, holy shit.
I know. But yeah, that's me. So what you got for me?
All right. So let me start off by letting you know that...
Why did I feel like you were going to start by saying, like, I can save 15% on car insurance?
So I can't help you save $100 on car insurance today?
I said 15%.
But I can help you save 10% on your next purchase with James Oro. That is James Oro.
Get these glasses
today.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you hear what he said?
No, what you just say.
Okay. You hear it when you hear the podcast. It's cool. I'm not editing it out.
You're a clown. You're such a clown. All right, but no.
I'm getting comfortable right now because this is the part where you do all the work and I just lay here and listen.
Carla's like, yup, it's my turn to go to sleep.
Yeah. So, paint me the picture. What's your story?
Paint you the picture, though, right? Like, let me start from the beginning. So, as I sit down to, like, look for UFO information, right, I quickly realize anything from South America, difficult. Like, when I say difficult, I mean difficult. I ended up watching videos on UFOs in South America. And everything I found was a video or book.
And they were going to make me pay, and I was like, no.
Nah. I actually ended up finding Amazon, and I saw some of it, but I wasn't too interested. But I finally ended up finding an article by you.
Okay.
And the main reason why I chose this article was because of what happens after the social after this UFO sighting in Brazil?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So we had UFO sightings, and was it in April or May? I can't even remember anymore.
We're in May.
Time is like a social construct, honestly.
This one's actually fairly new, but this one was like I think around May 15th.
Yep. That's so, not bad here.
So yo, this sighting in Brazil, immediately, right? Yo, it sparked social. All right, nah. So this like sighting, yo, it started a social media pandemic, bro. Motherfuckers are panicking.
The thing is, like, people already didn't have anything to do but panic.
Crazy part is, right? It's like these light, because all people saw was like a mysterious pair of lights, and these lights were seen by like they say thousands of people. There's mad video evidence. There's mad video evidence, right, everywhere. Well, at least there was. Because after the sighting, right, everybody uploads their videos. Everybody does what they do. And, yo, the videos start to vanish. And nobody knows what happens, bro. So the article reads, right, so Brazilians in the more, damn, I don't even know how to say that shit.
Oh, no. I struggled through the whole thing, so you have to struggle. You have to try. Josh is really not trying.
So they said Brazilians in of Magé. Of Magé. I don't know how to say it. M-A-G-E. Mage. But it has a little tilde, whatever. Just north of Rio, reported seeing mysterious illuminating objects in the sky Wednesday. Several videos of the objects exploded on Reddit, Twitter, and started sparking incredible speculations about a crashed UFO that has been picked up. Why?
The UFO was like being picked up.
All right, no. So whatever. So there's speculation that the UFO might have crashed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it reads on the thing that the location starts to trend Wednesday morning, right? A bunch of people start sharing the videos, like I told you, of the glowing lights in the skies. And the video shows blue, red, and yellow orbs. And they're just kind of moving around in the sky freely. And then once again, bro, the lights are always like in this, in a triangular formation.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just, like, so, it makes it extra scarier knowing that was, like, what, 2 months ago? 2.5?
Bro, it's definitely 2.5 months ago, right? But the bugged up part about it is, right, like, so obviously, it's over there, like, the videos aren't really evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not really evidence of something otherworldly. But, like, the issue or the conspiracy that like, kind of comes around these, around the videos, is that quickly after, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you in the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything that was hashtagged with that UFO name, it all starts to vanish.
Yeah. We've been having a big problem as a country with, like, I watch TikTok. There's this thing which is, like, shadow banning. And whenever it's supposed to be, like, policy says that you can't talk, like, over sexually and blah, blah, blah. But when the whole Black Lives Matter was happening, a lot of, the peaceful protesting videos were taken down for Black Lives Matter. And then for the UFO videos were also taken down. So, like, obviously, someone doesn't want us to spread that information, but
it was crazy because a bunch of threads started to get shut down. And people start, like, you know, People start to build that build up that, like, you know, that aura of, like, conspiracy. Like, yo, what's going on? It's like
people started building such an aura of conspiracy.
They started building an aura of, like, conspiracy. So where was I, bro? But no, the interesting, like I said, everybody starts building up this conspiracy because we have thousands of eyewitnesses. We have dozens of videos posted. Mm-hmm. You had a bunch of people that were like discussing this shit, like right when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it just like, it all just starts to vanish, bro. And then there's people that start doing more research, right? Mm-hmm. And they start like noticing a lot of discrepancies. And the
You know what this reminds me of? You know, like Men in Black, the movie? No, not even. You know, The Incredibles? When they erase the daughter's, the guy that the daughter likes memory because he saw her without the mask?
Yes.
It's
yes,
like they're just erasing all trail of it. They're erasing all trail of it. But who is it? Who is erasing all that trail?
So it's weird because there was people got curious and people went on Google Maps. Mm-hmm. And when they go onto Google Maps, ellos notan that area where they sighted where people thought that the thing had crashed. Mm-hmm. There seems to be like a house of some sort, and there seems to be something on the ground, but Google Maps.
Mm-hmm. So Google Maps.
Hello, can you hear me?
So Google Maps.
So Google Maps, right? People go on Google Maps and they find the location as to where they thought the flying saucer fell, right? Mm-hmm. So when you go on Google Maps and you find that location, there's a huge, like, it looks like somebody blocked out an image or blocked out whatever's on the ground, like they're censoring it. And the only explanation that a spokesman for Google can say is that the imagery that people were seeing is a reflection that's temporarily overloading the sensor of the satellite. That essentially the sun is reflecting off the surface of a building.
Oh, don't worry, people. You just saw the sun.
No, but I love how he words this. It's the sun reflecting off the surface of a building at just the right angle to briefly find the satellite.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Yep.
No, I totally believe it. Apparently, this is also a pretty common phenomenon known as saturation or blooming. I don't know, bro. That one sounds like too much of a coincidence.
That's the thing about living here. It's like there's so much information, but you never know what's the truth and what's like who's feeding you fake news. As in, like people could. I've been hearing that there's a conspiracy about just like that story being all a lie. Mm-hmm. Get people not thinking about Black Lives Matter movement and the fact that we have presidential voting this year, and no one's talking about
there's always a lot of weird stuff that goes on when it's time to vote for president. We're talking about UFOs.
So it's like people think that these are just distractions, so people forget about.
Not even think, they're obviously distractions. It's like it's meant to keep you from looking at the bigger picture.
At the bigger picture, yeah. So it's just
it's shit that. But
then if it is real, like we don't have evidence that it isn't. We don't have anything.
But think about how much time people spent in these like little conspiracy bubbles, and they could literally stay
forever on one.
Bro, and if it's something that you really think about and like, no, not even think about, if it's something that you really like, that you're truly interested in, you're going to fall in that little fucking conspiracy bubble and you're going to forget about everything else in the world.
I always fall on them because I just don't trust nobody. It's like, who's lying to me? Is it this? Is it you? Is it this? Is it that? Is it him? Is it her? Is it they? Is it them? Like, who is it? Who's the actual person in control? But yeah.
You never know. So yeah, and it's kind of bugged out because like this isn't like the first time that shit like this has happened in Brazil. Like they say, when I was doing more research, Brazil is actually one of those like it's been a hotspot for interesting UFO events.
Interesting.
And it's funny I have to say interesting, and then they give like a little list, and it starts off with like in 1957, journalist Ibrahim Sood, Ibrahim, yo, his real name is Ibrahim Sood, received an envelope containing small bits of metal from an anonymous.
Yeah, so the what is it? Black Men in Black.
I'm telling you. So he, this random ass journalist gets a bunch of random ass metal, right? And the person, the source is claiming that it's debris from Guatatuba, a beach resort, town where an alleged UFO had crashed. Though not otherworldly in origin, the fragments were highly pure magnesium. Hmm. And then it says it's unclear where the metal came from, and it still remains a mystery.
That's actually interesting because I know that like there was a meteor, I think, that fell like one of those regular small ones that aren't like.
Uno de esos chiquitos, yeah.
But like I think it brought like a metal that we had never seen before, obviously. Because it's coming from freaking space, but they were like trying to analyze and study it, and you reminded me of that. The fact that there's all these ingredients and things that we can't associate or disassociate with life on other planets. It's just crazy.
It was bugged out. It really makes you think, though. And it's crazy that to this day, nobody knows where this shit comes from.
Yeah.
You feel me? So there's a couple other little, like, bizarre incidents. So one of the most bizarre cases occurred in 1966 where several people claimed to witness a strange alien creature roaming the streets of Varagine City. And everybody says that they saw a devil-like
creature. Where is the city? Wait, where is the city?
Yo, I don't even know how to pronounce this. It's Varagine.
¿En qué país? That's a town.
No. This is still Brazil. This is all Brazil.
Oh.
So this happened in 1996. And they said they saw a large-headed, brown-skinned, 5-foot-tall being was spotted, right? By three women on a January afternoon.
I just picture, like, a leather bag, like a leather purse, but, like, walking around town with legs.
Basically, bro. So, basically, this, like, demon-like creature was, like, spotted, and there's, like, a bunch of other random shit. But yeah. We can keep it here. We'll cut it here.
Okay. Sounds good. Everybody, I hope that you enjoyed this podcast episode. It's your girl, Carla, who's a little, like, on and off. Joshua, yep. You want to tell them where they can find us?
Yo, y'all can find us at WTF Latinx on basically everything. Twitter, Instagram. We don't have Facebook yet, but it's WTF. Latinx, what the fuck, Latinx. And make sure to follow, make sure to tweet us. Definitely, yo, email us any ideas that you have, any topics that you might want us to, like, kind of talk about, any things that you want us to touch upon. And, yeah, yo, take care, guys.
Yo, see you on the next one.
Yeah.